to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Kind of tax day was done yesterday, but we got a little extension. Uncle Sam decided that he wanted just another day to get in our pocket, so we're going to the 18th. So it's the weekend. It's between taxing times, and you know what? It's all about beef because it's what's for dinner, man. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What is cooking, baby?
It is all beef this week, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is going to be so good to talk about beef because it's probably my favorite protein.
It definitely is mine, and I'll break down the brisket I made this week a little bit later. But
it's probably breaking down right now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Parts of it are. Exactly.
You know, I thought to properly have a nice cut of beef, really a good red wine is the appropriate. I mean, you can't think of anything too much better than a nice glass of red with a beef, right?
That's exactly right. Now joining us on the Grilling Line right out of the box is Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery. Brian, you out there?
Sure thing.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, man.
Nice to talk to you both.
Yeah, so we want to talk a little bit about pairing wine with beef. We've got a few cuts that we're going to be breaking down with tri-tips, flat irons, the strip tees. Those are New York strips or T-bones. But we just wondered what your thought was being a vintner, and you could impart on our listeners how to pair a wine with a great piece of beef.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I think there's always been the sort of classic red wine with beef, white wine with chicken or fish. And I think to some extent there's some truth in that, but we also often talk to customers about pairing the flavors as well. So a piece of chicken or fish that was strongly flavored might also work really well with the red wine. But since you're talking about beef, you know, specifically, I think generally speaking, beef tends to pair better with a red wine. But there too, if it's lightly seasoned, maybe go with something a little lighter, like a Pinot Noir or a Merlot. And if it's heavier seasoning, a little more pepper, spiciness, anything in that category, maybe jump up into something that has a little bit more spice and flavor going on, such as a Cabernet Sauvignon or a Meritage, which is a Bordeaux style blend. You know, you really just want to make sure that you're not overpowering either. So the wine isn't more powerful than the food and vice versa, that they kind of come in at a relatively the same intensity level.
So Brian, welcome to the show, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us about the effect of tannins in terms of your palate and what it does to helping you taste the flavors of the meat, cutting fats and things like that.
Right on. Yeah. So tannin is a substance that's sort of part of the grape, specifically part of the skins, which is why red wine has tannin and white wine doesn't, because red wine spends time with the skins during the winemaking process to extract color and flavor. The tannins work generally by adding a sense of umami or mouthfeel, as well as an astringency or a mouth drying kind of agent. And those can be quite handy when you're dealing with red meat, especially a fattier cut, as the tannin and that astringency will actually help to revive your taste buds or cleanse your palate between bites, making that, you know, last bite of steak taste just as fresh on your palate as the first. So they can be pretty useful. They also add body and complexity, which again brings up the intensity of the wine and allows it to stand up to some of those heartier cuts of meat that you might flavor season with a bit more flavor. So the tannins help to allow that wine to not get overpowered by the food.
You called that a tsunami?
Yeah, I know.
I heard umami is astringent. And I said, crap, I grew up with one of those. So I don't know what we heard.
That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah, well, I really just got back from California, so I was on a red wine tour. And just really kind of, I guess, I'm still in a bit of an awakening on wine. I don't know enough about it, and it's such a fun study.
Yeah, and, you know, every region is so different. That's what makes it fun, too. The wines that you're going to drink in California or Oregon or Washington State or here in New York, they're all over the place. They reflect the local climate, the microclimates, heck, even the grapes grown in different regions in Southwest Michigan bring little different flavors and nuances to the equation. So, you know, as much as we live and breathe wine every day here, put me in a different part of the country and I'm learning right alongside you guys.
So, Brian, tell us a little bit about the top two or three red wines that come out of your vineyards and out of your shop.
Sure. I mean, if we're talking about what I'd grab with a nice cut of meat that you're referring to earlier, that Meritage, I mentioned Meritage, that's a style of wine, so other wineries could certainly make one. It's a combination of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot, so you get some of that bold, rich, spicy flavor from the Cabernets, which are really pretty strongly flavored grapes, and the Merlot comes in and lays a nice fruity kind of baseline to give the wine a really nice, complex mouthfeel and aromatic, which make it really nice with some of those bigger foods. We also do a really nice job in Southwest Michigan with Merlot on its own. So you get a little bit lighter wine. So if you're doing a little bit less on the seasoning, maybe really having the meat be the showcase, you know, a nice Merlot should be a good pairing as well. And in our climate where it's a little cooler, you are going to get wines that are generally a little more acidic, generally pair really nicely with foods because of that fruitiness and that acidity and the slightly lower alcohol that they bring to the table. So those are just a couple of options. But as we tell people in the tasting room, drink what you like. There's no rules. If you want to drink a dry white wine with a steak, go for it. We're just happy that you're happy.
And buying wine.
Exactly. There you go.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking to Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery in Fennville, Michigan. Just a wonderful place that we love to go to, and we certainly love drinking your wine. I can't say enough good things and encourage people to visit your beautiful estate because it's an experience. It's vast. Your selection is vast, and you folks are so gracious when people come. Can't say enough good things about Fenn Valley. But, Brian, thanks so much for taking a little time out of your busy day, your morning, and I'll let you get back to work.
All right, my pleasure. We really appreciate it. Talk soon.
All right, buddy.
Man, that guy was making my mouth water when he was talking about all those characteristics of that red wine. I was like, ooh, man, I just, you're right, Bob. There's nothing that goes better with a steak than a red wine, in my opinion.
I know. I heard tsunami, and I'm thinking, what the Fukushima?
Yeah, exactly. All of that, and then some. But, hey, I want to break down, you were a world traveler in the last week.
Yeah.
And I wanted to break down this spring break trip. I don't know if we got enough time right now, but on the other hand, what was the best thing you ate? We'll go there, because you were all over the West, man.
I think the pork belly tacos.
Really?
Yeah, I went to a place down in, I think we're in Santa Barbara. It's I can't think of the name of the brewery now. They've got six different tasting rooms, tap rooms, and it was just a phenomenal blend of pork belly, cabbage, and some pico de gallo. Fantastic. But we'll talk about that trip a little bit as the morning goes on. Ran into a lot of really cool things. California is so much fun. I can't tell you how great it was.
A lot of fresh food out there.
And, oh, man. The weather was perfect.
Yeah, awesome. Coming up next, we might tip your try or we might flat your iron. We're not really sure, but we're going to talk about a little beef. You listen to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.